Welcome to Life's a Story podcast, where everyone has a story to tell. I'm your host, Greg Steinke, and joining me are some amazing individuals.
This is Andy. Whether it's navigating relationships or sharing personal triumphs, we're here to explore the moments in life that shape us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dina. Join us as we share stories that will encourage, challenge, and entertain you.
Hey, it's Stephanie. We believe every story deserves a spotlight, and we're not holding anything back. So grab your favorite drink, settle in, and let's get started.
All right, welcome back to the Life's a Story podcast. I'm your host, Greg Steinke. Along with me is my wife, Dina, Andy, and Stephanie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, real life
meets the mic.
Hey, all right.
It's Andy's time to shine.
Andy's time. It's always Andy's time to shine.
Yeah.
You guys just don't let him.
One out of every 23 episodes.
Oh, well, this is our third episode on forgiveness and forgetting. Is it possible?
Forgettingness.
And it is a pretty deep, hard subject that everybody deals with.
Yeah, there's just so many different avenues, situations.
We're not going to be able to hit every scenario in life to where.
That's why everybody needs Jesus.
Jesus. You know, if we could categorize, maybe we could hit more, but there are just so many different situations and scenarios that we encounter in life with other people, coworkers, family, just friends, church. Mm-hmm. There's more unfortunate situations in church that folks need to forgive.
Yeah.
And there'd been church splits.
Well, I would kind of say, like, you know, kind of be the bigger person, really. And just, you know, like, and Stephanie had said, you had to think about what the situation the other person might be in. They had a bad day. They don't understand the whole situation, whatever. So you have to just say.
No excuses.
They are the way that they are because of how they were raised.
That's true.
That's right.
Own your problem. And, just own it. That's it. Yeah. You know, so. I think it is. You know, the one who does wrong needs to own it.
Yeah, I mean, it's an opportunity for growth, honestly.
On both
for
sides,
personal growth.
Yeah,
to own your mistakes and it make is. It a point to
be different,
be better, do better, show your true character instead of.
And I'm not saying that, you know, like we talked about blaming society and this and that. It does have a factor. We can be influenced, but you mentioned that. We all can make the decision whether to follow through or not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But when you don't own it, too, this is getting deeper even into it, you're giving power to your mistakes.
Sure.
To stay in your life. The more that you, I don't know.
Own
the more
it.
That people push it on you to remember mistakes that you made, the more that you, like, don't forgive yourself, you're just giving power to the shame and the guilt and the label.
Yeah. If you don't own it, you're not going to change.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, those lies are going to get back, sadly, sometimes to the person who is involved with the mistake, or it could have been a party that made a mistake. Those lies. So there are steps of forgiving. And it may feel like you go right back to ground level. But really, you have to relearn to forgive in a whole complete different way to move past it. Mm-hmm. And those aren't easy either.
No, they're not. And one of the biggest things for someone to ask for forgiveness, how do you want to call it, the transgressor?
The transgressor.
That's a big word. So when the transgressor comes, it takes a lot of humility to come and ask for you to forgive me. It takes a lot of humility on my part.
It's not easy.
No.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And that's owning your mistake. Having the humility in it and saying, I was wrong.
And you know what? It's honestly, it may not feel like it in that moment. And it may take a year, 2, 3 years, who knows? But it's the greatest feeling.
Sure.
Releasing that.
Yeah. And you know, the fellow that we're going to have come talking about forgiveness used that same phrase or verbiage where it was a release to him. Mm-hmm. May not have been to the other individual who wronged him, but it was a release in forgiving them. It was a release to him to where he no longer held that, you know, that resentment over their head. So, all right, honey, I think you've got a...
Yeah, we got...
She's got a grocery list that we have to follow, so... Well,
for this third episode, and then I guess our guest will wrap things up for us on... That will be episode four. But, so, talking about forgiveness, what do you do when you ask somebody to forgive you and they won't?
What do you do...
What should I do as an individual if I have wronged somebody and I tell them I'm sorry and they say, I don't care what you say, I'm never going to forgive you. How do we handle that?
I think you just have to make an effort to forgive yourself.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do. Like, what? I mean, you can't sit there and keep going back to them, and you almost become a, don't become a beggar.
I suppose. I mean, I can understand where you want their forgiveness, you know, for your own peace of mind.
And I would say you could pray for that, you know, we're speaking as believers, we could pray for that. I agree, like, you don't necessarily need to keep going back to them.
Because
you did the right thing in approaching them. Now you can pray for them and ask God to soften their heart and accept your forgiveness.
Because a lot of times...
You've done what you should have done.
Yeah, and I think you open the door for them to be a bully. Like, they start to get the hint they can control you because you're soft in the heart because you want to forgive. You want to be sorry and show everything you can for that mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that, but they're going to see what they can squeeze out of this.
Yeah, and they might do that. And that's, I think.
And you know what? When you finally grow enough in your mindset to be like, you know what? I've done everything I can. I know I'm a great person. I know I've grown from this mistake. They're going to start showing resentment towards you, but it could also open the door for like, all right, I can't control this. Maybe it's going to start the opening of forgiveness. So I think that's maybe a positive way to look at it when someone's giving you negative attention now. Continue to just be yourself and growing in yourself, and like you, Aunt Dina said, pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you need to do to comfort yourself for that person, also.
And you know, you have to have that peace to where I know I did what I needed to do.
Yeah,
and I did approach them. I did come before them, and
I was sincere.
I was honest about it, and I come to them and ask them to forgive me, knowing that I wronged them, and Whether they did or not, you've done that action that I think it is required.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, again, forgiveness is for the curious mind. If you have a closed off mind, if you're dealing with someone like that, you're not going to get anywhere. Like you're just going to run into that door every time. And I think, sadly, if you don't have that right mindset, you're going to fall for, I'm not good enough. You're going to start feeling bad for yourself, and you're going to start having a maybe not a negative mindset as into I'm going to do what I did before, but you're going to start building a negative mindset for yourself.
Do you think that sometimes where you're going to come to them and you're going to say, well, would you forgive me? And I'm sorry. And they're on, you know, level 9 of being angry with you. And they say, nope, you know, just get out of my sight. Leave me. Just let it go. And there's no forgiveness. They just want to brush it under the rug or forget it, which they can't because their anger is still there.
Right.
And most of the time, I wouldn't say most time. Let me rephrase that. There would be times where then the penitent, the one that's coming and asking for forgiveness, which doesn't get it, then all of a sudden will say, fine.
Yeah, you bring
doesn't
out
bother
a,
me. I'll do it again then. You know, there's no change in their own perspective of their wrongdoing.
Well, and I think too, you know, you said 9. So yeah, you have anger at 9. Even if that person's anger comes down to like a 3 or 4, and you're giving that person hope, like, oh, they're starting to forgive me. They're starting to forgive me. Well, if you have a closed-minded mind and you're like, you know what, I'm losing control of this situation. I'm actually maybe starting to forgive this person. I'm going to you know what, have a bad day. I'm going to decide to have a bad day on them. And even though this person may be trying to do something nice, whatever it is, they're trying to be helpful or trying to show you, all of a sudden you're going to be closed-minded and be like, ignore them or treat that incident like the worst thing. Mm-hmm. And then that's going to throw that person's mindset off. Like, whoa, what just happened? I thought we were getting better. So you're almost getting that mindset of letting that person who has gone down to a 3 control the whole situation to make it go back up to a 9 again. Mm-hmm. Only in their mindset, but then you're confused. So then even though you're not ever going to make that mistake again, you're going to find yourself making other mistakes. And sometimes I feel like with closed-minded people, everything's going to be that other person's fault, no matter what. And it could be their fault. They could be the ones that bring stuff into it that was never even part of it, but they want that control. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's things like with those people, you're starting to forget people who aren't sorry.
Right. What you got to do?
Well, I was going to say, you know, like forgive that person, and then their response is, you know, or you ask for forgiveness, and their response is, you know, I'm not going to forgive you. To remove yourself from the situation, you know, back off from now that, and I'm not really necessarily speaking here about spouses because you can't, you know, remove yourself from your spouse, but you know, a friendship or a coworker where you make that choice just to back off, give that person space.
Right.
And know your value as a person too. I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
And I think that's where like not labeling yourself and not holding on to the guilt of it when someone else will not
forgive,
even try to forgive, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have to do a lot of inner work on yourself when you're in a situation where you offer that forgiveness to someone else and they are not willing
to even consider it. And a lot of people, yeah. And a lot of people, I mean, forgiveness, I feel like, is a choice. So I feel like a lot of people are going to just try to do everything they can in their power to destroy that. Like almost peer pressure. Like you do everything in the world you can, and then this person's just destroying you in any possible way, like where it destroys your mindset. They're happy because they're angry and they want you angry.
Right.
They want you to mess up. Like they're just waiting, even though you've done everything right, never going back there. They're just waiting for that one little slip up.
Just to bring it back around.
Oh, yeah. Even though it has nothing to do with that situation.
And I think, too, when that's really circumstances out of your control, that's where I think prayer really is your avenue. That's all out of my control.
And if you were sincere with coming before them, then whether they bring it back around or not should not affect you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think
let them just wallow in their own fire of anger, but don't let that affect you. You ask for forgiveness. You come to them sincere. You come to them with a right heart, and you've done your part. You've done that was required. Whether or not they follow through with theirs, that's their position. That's their decision, and it's going to affect them psychologically, spiritually, in their own conscience,
right?
And even physically, if it gets to be so deep.
Well, right. And
in the long run, it will be more hurtful for them to not forgive and to hold on to all of that.
You got something else here, too.
Do you have something you want to add?
Oh, I was just going to say, like, and that's where the flesh comes in. Like, if you're bringing the Lord, like, that's why there is prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Because the flesh controls all these emotions.
Sure. No, the flesh will overtake us many times. And so you do have to have a lot of deep prayer and continual prayer when you go through this. What you got to do?
Okay, the next one is, so you've been wrong. How do you forgive somebody? Somebody's wronged you, and they haven't asked for forgiveness. Am I saying that right?
Do you forgive anybody?
Forgiving those that don't ask.
Can you forgive like someone who doesn't ask?
Says, I'm sorry
for what I did. Will you forgive me?
Yeah.
If they don't do that,
is it still your responsibility to forgive them even if they don't ask?
I think for your own benefit, yes.
Yeah, just for your own benefit, I think so. Yeah.
your own peace of mind, your own knowing that I did my part in this, whether or not they come and ask for forgiveness or own up to their mistake or whatever, and I'm forgiving them.
Yeah, because you're only hurting yourself in the long run.
Oh, yeah, that's how
you know your emotions mentally. It can affect you physically, you know, and you got all that turmoil going on inside. Well,
and you know, here's sometimes they don't always know that they wrong you.
Right. Mm.
Yeah, and because I think of the communication factor that we talked about. The communication
factor, or they didn't know, or, you know. And so a lot of times we will build up the anger and the resentment and the vengeance where they have no idea.
Because you don't have your answer.
Right. There's no communication. Yeah.
Told them, you know, like that person said something that really offended me or hurt my feelings, and I'm mad at them because they never came and said they were sorry, and they didn't even realize that they hurt your feelings.
Or they didn't know the full width of the situation.
Yeah, right. Lots of circumstances.
There's a Bible example on that.
Go ahead, dear.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Oh, there was your chance, Andy.
Luke 23:34.
Go ahead,
Is that
Andy.
What you got there?
It was.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
And that's so free.
So preach it, Andy.
Yeah, go ahead, Andy.
No, I mean, it literally just says, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them for what they... not know what they do.
For they know not what they do.
Yeah. He asked for God to forgive them for who wronged them.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, and that, oh, man, I tell you what, that's hard to do.
Yes, it is.
It is very hard to do because everything tells you in your body to hate that person, to wish ill will towards that person.
Yep.
And
like, how could you do that?
Yeah.
How, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's the easiest thing to do out there is to let it grind you.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's where we, as believers, honestly have the Holy Spirit within us that does give us the strength to forgive people that don't deserve it or forgive people that don't ask for it.
And I don't even know if that's all the way true because...
Yes, it is. Because Jesus says it is.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit will override...
Well, I was
a lot of our
go
emotional.
Ahead. I didn't mean to be snarky.
No, you're fine. But I'm trying to say, like, a lot of people can lose their faith in those moments.
Oh,
and that's where your biggest
sure that mistakes, because that, they're not letting the Holy Spirit have control,
because you're not thinking of it that moment. You got anger, you got everything, but the Holy Spirit running through your veins.
Sure,
in those moments.
Sure,
right.
And a lot of times that's where your biggest mistakes come from.
Yes.
And then that's where you find yourself asking for forgiveness or asking for the Lord in ways that didn't even need to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was trying to say, as in, like, right. There is...
He's not going against the Bible. He's just trying to...
No, I know. I said I was being snarky.
Right. No. And so
in that moment, our flesh wants to respond.
Oh, yeah.
And be angry and bitter and... all
but that's
things.
Never happened to you, has it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly,
do you want me to get the list out?
No, I know. I will say, Greg was...
You placed it on the kitchen table.
Yeah, let me go get
it's
that
on
real
the
quick.
Fridge. No, Greg is...
Sawyer?
Greg is much... Not much. Greg is quicker to say he's sorry than I am, I think. I would say in our marriage, I'm just being honest.
Let me rephrase that for you. Yes.
No, I mean, in 36 years of marriage, Greg's had to say sorry more than I have, maybe. I'm just kidding.
I can say it in 7 different languages.
But Andy, how many languages do you know?
7.
But
I'm learning the 8th.
Just confessing that I have had in the past, it's been harder for me to really, you know, admit and say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I do better.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yes.
I think Andy's the same way. I mean, I would say the same thing in our marriage, that Andy is quicker to say that he's sorry for, like, any number of things.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it can be just little stuff.
And I think really, that is...
Is that a male attribute?
That is right. I think it's the character that God places that should be displayed out of the man. Because the man is to be the head of the home, the leader of the home, the example of the home, and the spiritual example. to where I think it does negate the husband to push that more than the wife, you know. Mm-hmm. And then if you go back to the garden, what happened? I mean, there was a curse, and the wife wanted to be over the husband, to control the husband, but now the husband has to show that domination in picturing and practicing that forgiveness. I'm sorry. It's a teaching aspect. I really believe that.
So you are my example of forgiveness.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And I think that's, you know, it should be the common trait in every home.
It should. And I've tried to be more sensitive to not linger before I say I'm sorry. Like, just right away, you know, I'm sorry that came out wrong. I shouldn't have said it that way. You know, forgive me.
Join us on next episode with marriage counseling.
I'm getting a weird look over here.
We got it on camera.
Well, and I would say
sorry.
That's pride on my side.
Yeah, you know? It is. In general, I think it's just hard to admit when you've done or said something wrong, no matter the extent of it.
Right.
So, whereas Andy does a lot better with that, I feel like I'm getting better at it. I mean, it's something I'm trying to be a lot more mindful of.
Mm-hmm. Now, Andy, were you a sorry guy, or are you now becoming a sorry guy?
Well, first, yes, Stephanie is really getting, you are getting better. And I'm very proud of, like, all the changes you've had to do. And
you're avoiding the question.
Yeah. No, so are you a sorry guy?
So I was a definitely sweep that underneath the rug. Let's forget that real quick.
So it was not something you practiced going.
Oh, I would be like, sorry.
Just to say the word.
Yeah. Do you got anything to say? And a lot of times I knew it was Steph's situation. Like, I knew she was so angry. Like, she would just say no. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Right. And that's very common in a lot of marriages and a lot of relationships where it's just a used word.
But now it's weird. I am a work in progress.
Sure.
I am literally learning the most I've ever have in my life in the last 10 months or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, and I tell you what, I'm the happiest I think I've ever been in my life.
Yep.
I can easily have had happy moments, great days, everything like that, but this is the happiest I've ever been.
And
sorry is easy for you to come by.
And this is where I was going to say.
Practicing forgiveness brings a certain peace to your life.
I find my biggest struggles is when I bring out old traits. Even though I don't want to, and I know I'm doing it, I get angry in those moments. But then
at yourself?
I do. And then I almost feel like I revert back for like 5 minutes, and then I feel awkward towards the family, towards the girls and Stephanie. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, oh no, do they think like I'm going back?
Right.
I'm collecting my thoughts and being like, I hate that. And what did I just learn from that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you have to forgive yourself in those moments again. And those, I mean, that's why forgiveness is such a multifaceted subject.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is because there's times in your life where you have to forgive others, forgive yourself, and it's every day. I mean, it's a daily practice.
It's a reflection of who you are and who you were,
and
knowing that I don't want to go back that way.
Yeah, and now, like, when I apologize, I reason, or I give her why I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just saying the word, I'm sorry.
Sure.
In this situation, I acted like
and
this.
I think that's right, yeah. Absolutely.
And then I find myself telling her, like, thank you. Like, in most cases, I thank Steph because Steph is calmer. She relaxes me by saying, like, it's okay, but maybe let's work on doing this.
Right.
And I'm getting much better, and I think I really am, like, where instead of getting defensive by her saying, like, maybe practice or maybe try like this next time, I sit there and I say, that's fair. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
And you know, you want to do those things when it's fresh.
Yeah.
A lot of the situations where it's marriage and relationship situations, it takes, you know, hours or even days for that, those words to come out, forgive me, I'm sorry. After, you know, two or three sleepless nights, you don't talk to each other through the day. You know, you pass by one another in the hallway.
Yeah.
And, you know, it hurts the relationship. It hurts the marriage. It hurts whoever if it's a church relationship, you don't speak to each other at the church because you're mad at one another. If it's husband, wife, you don't speak to each other because you're mad at one another. And so to do it is not to do it later or a day later. It's to do it during the offense.
Yeah. And Steph and I, like, honest, we have great conversations in those moments. Like, they could be uncomfortable, but they get taken care of right then. It's over. Like, we both do a very good job of getting right back into the right mindset.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I think communication might need to be our next podcast.
What we'll talk about
subject.
Yeah. So I just think it's a...
Oh, boy.
But I think forgiveness, I think it's the hardest thing there is, but it's the most rewarding thing there is.
There's a joy on the other side of it. Oh, there really is.
Oh, there really is. And you don't, and you know what? At the beginning, you may not even see it. You may just see all the negative parts of of forgiveness.
So is it easy to forgive the repeat offender?
That was the third question.
Yeah.
Forgiving... Yeah. Those that are repeat offenders.
Is it easier to do that? I mean, maybe
I would
the first
say
time,
no, it's not easy.
Time, but man, they just keep doing it. So I mean, how many times are you going to do it? How many times do I have to forgive you?
It depends.
Is that easy or not?
And we do know what the Bible says about
sure.
that. But practicing it.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Stephanie has her finger up.
I think because we touched on this a little bit about how hard it is to forgive a repeat offender, but I think at some point in time, you have to forgive yourself for allowing yourself to give them so many chances, for one, and two, you forgive that person, but that doesn't mean that there necessarily has to be a continued relationship.
Correct.
Well, I agree.
So,
but the first part, I can't control them. Right. So I can't say that I need to forgive myself for giving them another chance. I can't control them. So I don't need to forgive myself for giving them another chance. Or I made that decision. I made that decision to give them another chance, another chance, another chance, or... to, you know, the opportunity to fail me again, that's my problem. That was my decision. I don't have to necessarily forgive myself, but I do believe that probably two things, like you said, after so many offenses, the relationship seems to get thinner.
I think you know what I'm saying?
Or you remove right. yourself from...
But then there's a consequence. All right, so let's say... I've come to you and I've hurt you twice. I've hurt you three times, four times. And so now you're going to think twice about even putting yourself in that situation to where you're going to say no.
Right.
You know, I borrowed, you know, your car, put a dent in it the first time. Okay. Forgive you.
Right.
Second time I said, can I do it again? You know, yes. So I happened just, you know, hit something, ran it in the ditch.
A deer.
Let's say a deer.
Okay.
For the fourth time.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it's like, okay, the seventh time.
It was a personal attack.
Every time I've come back with a car,
twice.
There's always been another ding or something. I come to you and one more time to ask you and you say,
no. Can't use the car because it's right. in the shop.
Every time you use it, you come back with something new that's wrong.
I think
so. There's a point of, it's not that I don't want to do it, but there's a consequence that you have proven yourself that I'm not going to give you the opportunity again.
Right. I think when it comes with families, it's hard to avoid the flesh and blood, but sometimes you got to know your self-worth when it comes to marriage or friends. say it's something drastic and they do it again, I think for me, I feel like I'd be, you know, I know my self-worth. I don't deserve that. I'm not going to go through that again. Like, if they made that choice one time and they do it again, like, to me, depending, like, what it is, like, no. I'm like, I know my self-worth. I know what I'm worth, especially if you worked really hard on yourself and you've worked really hard to repair that or whatever it is. Like, I think for me, and for people out there, don't be afraid of your self-worth.
We're talking about forgiving those that don't deserve it.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're going by, like, if they do something more than one time, repeat offenders. Mm-hmm. It depends on the situation, in my opinion.
There's multiple situations. Like, I don't know that it's, you would necessarily feel like you have to keep putting yourself in a position of being hurt over and over and over again.
Right.
It might be better to remove yourself from this that situation or that even relationship from that individual. For a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I would have no problem doing that.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure, like, in a work environment, that's going to be harder to remove yourself from the environment.
Right.
But you can remove yourself and you can, you know, almost to where we're just going to keep this at a professional basis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I used to go out to eat with you. It's not that I, you know, didn't forgive you. I forgave you.
Right.
But, you know, and I'm not holding resentment. I'm not holding a vengeance. I'm not holding any kind of retribution against you. But I feel for my own benefit that we're going to trim our relationship to this point. Maybe in the future it'll develop again. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to put yourself in a situation to where you're going to constantly be hurt.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to forgive those that repeat offenders,
and especially when it involves family, close family, distant, whatever, that is probably one of the hardest things that you have to make a choice to do. But like you know, like Stephanie said, there's just so many different facets of forgiveness, and sometimes you might need to take a break from family until it can get resolved or they make a choice to change their behavior. You can't control their behavior. You can only control yourself.
Right. Well, family, sometimes it may be the best relationship is a distant relationship.
True. That's true.
Well, they say absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah.
That might be.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Does it always happen that way, though?
I think I'm very important on knowing what your self-worth is. Like, especially if you spent time working on yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't let someone take advantage of that again, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, big subject. Lots to talk about.
Yeah. There's so many different circumstances involving forgiveness, you know, from very little minor things to the big things. And there's no one set answer that covers it all, I don't think, in forgiveness.
No, it's going to have to be.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah. The practice is always going to be the same, but it's the process. And like you said, Steph, the preparation that has to take place to get to that process.
Yeah.
And it has to be something where you're ready and willing to forgive. And honestly, if they do come before you asking forgiveness, don't be the one that doesn't give it to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give it to them and then begin to practice that. And, you know, time does help, but the forgetfulness, we will not forget. We can choose to lay it aside. We can choose to lay it down. We can choose to not bring it up again, like you were talking about, don't bring a shovel. Mm-hmm. And that's forgetting. It's not that you'll forget, like, oh, I never remember that. I won't remember that anymore. You will. But it's the choice to not use it again.
Yeah.
And I think that's an important tool, just like a shovel. Like, it's an important tool to, it's self-growth. Like, you can use that mistake to build a beautiful life. Yeah. Like, you don't have to be stuck there. You don't have to treat yourself like, this is what I am.
Well, you don't everybody have makes to. Mistakes.
Yeah.
Everybody does. And everybody needs forgiveness.
Right. Mm. And I feel like if you forgive yourself over something and you continuously just grow on that, like you say, you won't forget, but you can sure, you've learned from it. That's probably where you start with.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, probably forgive, learn, and then you grow from it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, you'll be shocked what type of person you turn out to be, I feel like.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have a few more episodes coming up in the near future about this forgiveness. I think it's a pretty heavy subject. Again, everybody deals with it. And it, whether you're in a relationship or if it's just family, if it's siblings or if it's work or if it's church, it doesn't matter. You're going to wrong somebody and somebody's going to wrong you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need forgiven, and then you're also going to have to forgive somebody. So,
and you know, I
even
think
your podcast friends,
yeah, or family. But I think it's important too. Is like forgiving is a painful experience too. So don't give up.
Sure, like,
because it's worth it. It's worth the squeeze.
Mm-hmm. Sure, it is. Sure
it really is.
Well, join us again as some of the episodes come up. We've got some. I believe our mayor of Troy, Ohio, is going to be with us. We have some others coming up as well.
Yeah.
One of our barbers. So we're getting that scheduled. And so there are going to be some pretty fascinating interviews.
Yeah. And Stephanie, do you want to share your
the book again?
Your book?
Yeah.
Do you remember it?
Well, I mean, my ebook, just kind of introduction to a guide on beginning your forgiveness journey, is just called View from the Top. It's on Amazon, Kindle, and then Andy and I are in the process of writing like our first actual book. We'll be out.
So
hard copy.
And she's on Instagram.
What's your
Instagram?
Progress on Purpose.
Yeah.
And then she's going to start an Instagram page
for
Life's Story. Life's a Story, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get some reels.
We're going to start getting some social media going.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. And you know, with the three of you, like in different ways, like I love all three of you. And I have seen or know of personal growth through forgiveness with all you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very proud of you, Uncle Greg, Aunt Dina, and Stephanie. I'm very proud of you and your growth. And honestly, it's kind of what led us to this podcast, is the word forgiveness in a roundabout way.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I think any one of us really could be a help to a lot of people if that's something that you struggle with.
Sure.
Yeah.
In your life.
And kind of like you said, I think you should end it the same way. Reach out to us.
Yeah. Yeah. Please do that at Life's a Story 2024 at gmail.com, and we'd love to help you and walk you through.
Is it Life's a Story 2024? Life's a Story 24.
Life's a Story 2024.
Okay.
Yep.
Just want
maybe
to
next year we'll change it to 2025. I don't know. But Life's a Story 2024 Gmail, and we'd like to help you walk through it and guide you through maybe a situation that you're dealing with. And I'm going to tell you, your biggest benefit would be to know the Lord through it.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the greatest factor. But join us again as we'll progress on this subject in the future, along with some other things, some tidbits here and there, as we enjoy this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. I'm Greg Steinke, along with my wife, Dina, Andy, and Stephanie.
See you later.
See you guys.
Bye. There we go. We got the cue going. All right. Life's a Story podcast, where everyone has a story to tell.